it's on people's fields and that, or it's on people's private property either. And the situation is then, nothing's been done with it. It's just sitting there, obviously growing, certainly spreading, and just making matters worse in an area. And my opinion on the whole thing is, well, the councillor is spraying along the road, or the contractor is spraying along the road, or up lanes either on their behalf. That's well and good in one aspect of it. But we need to look at the policy end of it here, Catherine, to get a policy in place for the local authority of the day. If they see something in the field, that they can go to the landowner and say, look, you've Japanese knotweed in the field, you've giant hogweed, you've giant rhubarb, whatever, in your field, and be able to say, look, we're spraying it here. We can offer to spray it, or do you want to spray it yourself, or whatever, control it yourself, whatever necessary need be. And that conversation needs to be had. At least at that point, then, the conversation can be had with that owner. It's been recorded. He or she then has either agreed to get it sprayed, possibly agreed to the council contract to spray it, or agreed that they would get it done themselves. But either way, unless it's done holistically, the whole thing, Catherine, it's just going to get worse. It is like anything. You need to get, if you're trying to eradicate anything, you need to get to the bottom of it all, not just the sides or the ends of it as such. You need to get to the very root of the root cause. And I believe a lot of the Japanese knotweed and these various other things, these invasive species, the root cause is in somebody's private land or private field or private property. And that's where things are falling down a bit. There's no policy in place for going in after that kind of stuff.
So if the council were to initiate this major plan to tackle the issue, undoubtedly it would cost thousands of euros. Some might argue that that money, that council money, could be better spent elsewhere.
Well, it possibly could, all right, Catherine, it possibly will cost thousands, but as I say, like, it's only a suggestion at the minute. It'd be a matter for the council themselves to see what way they want to define it. But either way, the policy would need to be changed, that at least there needs to be some onus in the landowner as well to get rid of it, because they may understand at the minute that onus is not really there, such a person may be saying to them, and we need to get something more superior in place. The reality is, too, if this Japanese knotweed gets into your building, into your crops, into your field of crops or whatever, like, you know, let it be a farmer, let it be a garden, whatever the case may be, it's going to wreak havoc on their products as well. Japanese knotweed, giant hogweed, giant rhubarb, these are not nice things. Like, these are not your nice friendly daisy or your daffodil growing in the corner of the field and you can look and admire it. These boys all cause problems.